今天我的题目是永生的生命。
The topic for today's preaching is the life of eternal life.
可能英文翻译那个意思比较准确一点啊。
It seems like the English translation is a little bit to the point.
So the life of eternal life. 永生的生命就是我要强调的就是那个生命。
What I want to stress is the life.
所以首先让我们来看今天的经文路加福音第十章第二十五节到三十七节。
So let us look at our scripture. It is Luke chapter 10 verses 25 through 37.
我首先我用这个中文念然后 Roslyn 会用英文念。
We'll first read it in Chinese and then followed by English.
路加福音第十章第二十五节
Luke chapter 10 verse 25
有个律法师起来试探耶稣说夫子我该做什么才可以承受永生耶稣对他说律法上写的是什么你念的是怎样呢他回答说你要尽心尽性尽力尽意爱主你的神又要爱邻舍如同自己耶稣说你回答的是你这样行就必得永生那人要显明自己有理就对耶稣说谁是我的邻舍呢耶稣回答说有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去落在强盗手中他们夺去他的衣裳把他打个半死就丢下他走了偶然有一个祭司从 这条路下来看见他就从那边过去了又有一个立位人来到这地方看见他也照样从那边过去了唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里看见他就动了慈心上前用油和酒倒在他的伤处包裹好了扶他骑上自己的出口带到店里去照应他第二天拿出二钱银子来交给店主说你必照应他此外所费用的我回来必还你你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢他说是怜悯他的耶稣说 你去照样行吧
Luke chapter 10 verse 25 And a lawyer stood up and put him to the test saying Teacher what shall I do to inherit eternal life And he said to him What is written in the law How does it read to youAnd he answered, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live. But wishing to justify himself, he said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Jesus replied and said, A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho.And fell among robbers, and they stripped him, and beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. And by chance, a priest was going down on that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, the Levite also, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan who was on a journey came upon him, and when he saw him, he felt compassion, and came to him and bandaged up his wounds.Pouring oil and wine on them, and he put him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day he took out 2 denarii, and gave them to the innkeeper, and said, Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I return, I will repay you. Which of these 3 do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell into the robber's hands? And he said, The one who showed mercy toward him. Then Jesus said to him, Go and do the same.
我们根据1991年 Gallup poll 的一个统计。
According to a survey done by Gallup poll in 1991.
然后78%的美国人都期待在离开世界的时候能够到天堂去。
78% of Americans expect to go to heaven after they die.
但是这些人当中他们都不祷告。
But among these people, some of them don't pray.
没有读圣经，也不去教会。
They don't read the Bible, and they don't go to church.
他们承认自己活着的生命是为了自己，而不是为了神。
They admit that they live for themselves and not for God.
那么有一篇文章的题目是我们是否准备好去天堂。
And there is the topic of an article that says, Are we ready for heaven?
那么这个作者 Maurice Irving 他指出，他说只有 34% 的美国人说自己是基督徒。
And the author, Maurice Irving said only 34% of Americans said that they are Christians.
那么在一个星期面参加教会至少一次。
They go to church at least once a week.
他说我们以口以诗歌来赞美神。
He said, we use our mouth and we use songs to praise God.
但是除非我们对主的态度和我们对主的感激大大的改变。
He said, unless we change our attitude and our thankfulness to our God.
不然天堂可能是一个震惊而不是一个荣耀。
Then heaven may become a shock and not glory.
我是的，今天有不少的基督徒。
And yes, quite a few Christians today.
自己以为就是基督徒。
They think they are Christians.
我们过着一个跟世人没有很大区别的生命。
They live a life not different from other secular world.
名字基督徒。
They call themselves Christians.
曾经受过洗。
They were baptized once.
但是生命却没有真正的改变。
But their life have never changed.
与神也没有一个真正的一个关系。
They did not have a real relationship with God.
所以主耶稣对门徒的教导结束之后。
So after Jesus finished teaching his disciples.
有一个律法师就来试探耶稣。
A lawyer came to Jesus to want to test him.
所以他问耶稣说，夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生？
So he asked Jesus, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?
那么这个问题不是来自一个真心想要得到永生的人。
This question did not come from someone who really wanted to know.
律法师的目的就是要来试探耶稣。
The purpose of this lawyer is to come and test Jesus.
而不是要知道怎么样可以得到这个永生的生命。
He did not really want to know how to inherit eternal life.
那么虽然这个律法师他的动机是恶的。
So even though his motive is bad.
但是这个问题是一个很好的一个问题。
This is a very good question.
那么其实你在圣经里面不只发现到律法师问这个问题。
Actually in the Bible, not only the lawyer would ask this kind of question.
那不少来接触耶稣的人曾经问过这个问题。
Quite a few other people who has come to Jesus have asked the same question.
那么尼哥底母曾经问过类似的问题。
Nicodemus have also asked a similar question.
他问主耶稣关于这个重生的意义。
He asked Jesus about the meaning of being born again.
因为他不明白耶稣所说的。
Because he did not understand what Jesus said.
然后除此以外，有一位年轻的财主也问了这个问题。
And besides that, a very young, wealthy person have also asked Jesus the same thing.
在马太福音第19:16，他说。
And in Matthew chapter 19, verse 16, he said.
有一个人来见耶稣说，夫子，我该做什么善事才能得永生？
And someone came to him and said, Teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may obtain eternal life?
那么在旧约圣经里面，神应许那些相信他的人可以得到永生的生命。
In the Old Testament, God has promised those who believe in him, in his He promised those who believe in him to have eternal life.
然后来到新约的时候，主耶稣经常谈到这个永生的事情。
And in the New Testament, Jesus often mentioned about eternal life.
因为永生是福音的中心信息。
Because eternal life is the main theme of salvation.
约翰福音第三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
In John 3:16 it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
我们在约翰福音第11章25节到26节，主耶稣也这么说。
And then again in John 11:25-26, Jesus said,
他说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies.
凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die.
所以这位律法师问耶稣说，夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生？
So this lawyer asked Jesus, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?
所以主耶稣就以一个问题来回答律法师的问题。
So Jesus answered with another question.
啊，耶稣对他说，律法上写的是什么？你念的是怎么样呢？
And he said to him, What is written in the law? How does it read to you?
那所谓律法，主耶稣在这里是指生命记第六章第五节，第四节到第五节。
When Jesus said law, he's referring to Deuteronomy chapter 6, 4 and 5.
以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们的神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. He shall love the Lord your God. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might.
所以回答耶稣的问题，律法师就照做。这个生命记第六章第四尾节，第四到第五节这么说。
And so to answer Jesus, this lawyer answered according to Deuteronomy.
就好像路加福音第十章二十七节，他回答说。
Just as in Deuteronomy chapter 6, he answered verse 27.
他说你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。
And he answered, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.
那么可见律法师好像看起来比较聪明一点。
So it seems like this lawyer is quite clever.
他还加了一句，又要爱邻舍如同自己。
He added the phrase, and love your neighbor as yourself.
这句是来自旧约圣经利未记十九章第十八节。
And this phrase came from Leviticus chapter 19.
所以律法师说的一点都没有错。
So what the lawyer answered are very right.
如果一个人尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱神，又爱人如己，他就不需要其他的律法了。
If someone loved the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all the strength, and all the mind, and loved the neighbors as themselves, then they don't need any other law.
因为在马太福音第22章第40节这么说，这个是主耶稣说的话。
And because it was said by Jesus in Matthew 22 verse 40.
这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
On these two commandments depend the whole law.And the prophets.
那么所以主耶稣在这个第28节说，你回答的是，你这样行，你就会得永生。
And that's why Jesus said in verse 28 of Luke, and he said to him, you have answered correctly, do this and you will live.
所以主耶稣对他说，如果你要得到永生，你就照着律法去做。
And so Jesus said, if you want to have eternal life, then live according to the law.
那么如果这个律法师是真诚的
If this lawyer was sincere,
他应当承认自己没有爱神，也没有去爱别人。
He should admit that he did not love God and he did not love others.
那么如果他是真心的
，If he is sincere，
他应当被神的律法感化。
He should have been touched by God's law.
要承认自己的罪过。
To admit his sins.
啊，谦卑在神的面前。
To humble himself before God.
啊，但是这位律法师感到很自豪。
But then this lawyer feel very self-righteous.
要为自己辩护。
He want to defend himself.
他觉得自己很有理。
He think he's right.
而且他问耶稣说。
And so he asked Jesus.
谁是我的邻舍？
Who is my neighbor?
那么一个犹太人活在一个圆形的一个社会里面。
A Jew live in a circular world.
好像在一个圆圈里面。
It seems like he lives in a circle.
然后他以自己为中心。
He is in the center.
那么在这个中心，他的外围是他的家人和亲属。
And then outside of him is his family.
然后是其他的犹太人。
And then friends and then other Jews.
那么最后是那些信奉犹太教的人。
And then on the outer, circle, it is those who believe in Judaism.
那么对于他来说，邻舍是有来有往的。
To him, a neighbor are people with contact.
啊，你是我的兄弟，我是你的兄弟。
I'm your brother, you are my brother.
那么在圆圈里面的才是邻舍和弟兄。
Those who live in his circle are the one who are neighbors and brothers.
所有在圆圈以外的都被看为是外人。
Those who live outside of the circle are other people, are outsiders.
所以律法是要证明自己是一个义人。
So he wanted to prove himself to be a righteous man.
那么虽然他自己知道自己不是。
Even though he know he's not.A righteous one.
那么这是法利赛人、文士跟律法师最大的一个问题。
And this is the problem with the Pharisees, the Levites, and also the lawyers.
那么就啊，好像在路加福音十八章第九节这么说。
In Luke 18 verse 9 it says.
那些仗作自己是义人，藐视别人的。
Some people who trusted in themselves that they were righteous.And view others with contempt.
那保罗在罗马书第十章第三节也这么说。
Paul also said in Romans chapter 10 verse 3.
因为不知道神的义，想要立自己的义，就不服神的义了。
For not knowing about God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own, they did not subject themselves to the righteousness of God.
所以就在这个时候，主耶稣说了一个比喻。
And so at that point, Jesus told of a parable.
那么这个比喻经常被称为是撒玛利亚人的比喻。
This parable is often, known as the parable of the Samaritan.
那么在耶稣所说的比喻当中，这个比喻是相当的特殊。
And among all the parables that Jesus told, this is one of the more outstanding ones.
他说，其实连一些非信徒也知道这个比喻。
To a point where non-believers also know of this parable.
所以主耶稣就讲了这个比喻。
And so Jesus told this parable.
他说有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥落在强盗手中，他们剥去他的衣裳，把他打个半死，就丢下他走了。
Jesus replied and said, A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among robbers, and they stripped him and beat him and went away leaving him half dead.
那么偶然有一个祭司从这条路下来，看见他就从那边过去了。
And by chance a priest was going down on that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side.
那么又有一个利未人来到这地方，看见他也照样从那边过去了。
Likewise, a Levite also, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side.
唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里，看见他就动了慈心，上前用油和酒倒在他的伤处包裹好了，扶他骑上自己的畜口，是吗？啊，牲口，对不起啊，牲口，带到店里去照应他。
But a Samaritan who was on a journey came upon him, and when he saw him, he felt compassion. and came to him and bandaged up his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them, and he put him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him.
第二天拿出2钱银子来交给店主说，你且照应他，此外所费用的我回来必还你。
On the next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said, take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I return, I will repay you.
那么从耶路撒冷到耶利哥的路程大概是17英里的路程。
From Jerusalem to Jericho is approximately 17 miles.
因为耶路撒冷比这个耶利哥高4000尺。
Because Jerusalem is about 4,000 feet higher than Jericho.
所以我们可以想象这段路是一条弯弯曲曲的山路。
So you can imagine this, the route is pretty treacherous and it has a lot of curves.
然后路旁有不少的山洞，还有很大的石头。
And then on the side, on the route, there are also caves and also big boulders.
那么是强盗躲避的地方。
And it is suitable for robbers to hide.
一点都不安全。
And it is very unsafe.
所以主耶稣说，这个人在路上被强盗抢劫。
So Jesus said this person was robbed while he was on the way.
把身上的东西所有的都被抢了。
They took everything that belongs to him.
还把他打个半死。
And they beat him up.
那如果没有人来救他的话，
If nobody saved him,
这个人肯定会死在这个山路上。
He would definitely die on the road.
然后还好还有路过的人。
But thank God there were also other passengers on the road.
但是不是所有路过的人都愿意来帮助他。
But not everyone who walked through there is willing to help.
那么这个比喻里面说，刚好来了一位祭司。
And so in the parable, there comes a priest.
那么对于这个受伤的人，这个是好事。
So to this injured person, this is a good thing.
因为祭司是神的仆人。
Because a priest is a servant of God.
是一个属灵的人。
He is a spiritual man.
应当存着这个怜悯的心，伸出这个手来帮助他。
He should have a merciful heart to come and lend a hand and help him.
因为做祭司的应当知道这个利未记19章第18节。
Because being a priest, he should know what is said in Leviticus chapter 19.
就好像刚才我说说，利未记19章第18节是讲到爱人如己的事情。
Chapter 19 verse 18 it says, love your neighbor as yourself.
然后他也是应当知道这个出埃及记第23章第4到第5节。
He should also know what is said in Exodus 23 verses 4 and 5.
若遇见你仇敌的牛或驴是迷了路，总要牵回交给他。若看见恨你的人的驴，压卧在众斗之下，不可走开。 不要和驴主一同抬开众斗，是吗？ 对。
If you meet your enemy's ox or his donkey wandering away, you shall surely return it to him. If you see the donkey of one who hates you lying helplessly under his load, you shall refrain from leaving it to him. You shall surely release it with him.
但是这个祭司却没有停下来帮助这个受伤的人。
But this priest didn't stop to help this person.
我们在比喻里说，他就看见他就从那边过去了。
So in the parable, the priest saw the man and he left on the other side.
其实在原文里面是指他特意的走过去。
Actually, in the original language, it says he deliberately walked around him.
故意的躲避这个有需要帮助的人。
He deliberately left this injured person.
那么可能我们也曾经好像这个祭司一样躲避一个需要帮助的人。
So maybe we were like this priest once before to deliberately avoid this person.
那么祭司离开之后来了一个利未人。
So after the priest came a Levite.
那么好像祭司一样，他看到这个有需要帮助的人。
Just like the priest, he also saw this person who needs help.
然后照样的他从那边走过去。
And likewise he left on the other side.
也祭司跟利未人是受过最好教育的人。
Priests and Levites are the ones who are highly educated.
在这个宗教领域里面他们是有名声的人。
And in the circle of the religious world, they are one with, good names.
但是当时他们没有做到一位祭司或者利未人的当应当做的。
But at that time, they did not do what a priest or a Levite should have done.
那么可能我们心里面在想。
So maybe we are thinking.
祭司跟利未人一点同情心都没有。
This priest and this Levite has no compassion.
那么其实这种态度在今天社会经常看到。
And actually, this kind of attitude is very frequent in our society today.
那么甚至存在我们的心里面。
Maybe it was also in our hearts.
还是不要管算了。
Well, just don't pay any attention. Don't get involved.
免得惹来这个麻烦。
So that you won't get into trouble.
所以祭司和利未人经过不久之后。
So shortly after the priest and the Levites left.
然后比喻里面说来了一个撒玛利亚人。
The parable said, here comes a Samaritan.
那么他看到这个受伤的人就动了慈心。
He saw this injured person and his heart was full of compassion.
然后这个受伤的人是一位犹太人。
This injured person is a Jew.
因为我们知道犹太人跟撒玛利亚人是没有来往的。
We know that there is no coming and going between a Jew and a Samaritan.
那不止没有来往，他们之间是仇人。
Not only do they not associate with one another, they are actually enemies.
那么在主耶稣的时代，他们的仇恨非常的激烈。
And in the time of Jesus, their hatred is deep.
然后这个犹太人特意的躲避不要经过这个撒玛利亚。
The Jews would often deliberately try not to cross into or cross through Samaria.
他们也看低撒玛利亚人。
They also looked down upon the Samaritans.
在圣经里面有一次犹太人领袖为了要侮辱主耶稣。
And one time because the leaders of the Jewish people wanted to insult Jesus.
然后在约翰福音第八章第四十八节记载说。
And so it was recorded in John chapter 8, verse 48.
那么这些犹太人领袖对耶稣说。
So these leaders of the Jews said to Jesus.
耶稣是犹太人。
Jesus is a Jew.
但是我们说你是撒玛利亚人。并且是鬼附着的。这话岂不是正对吗？
Do we not say rightly that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?
可见在犹太人的眼中撒玛利亚人是多么的低贱。
So you can tell that in the eyes of the Jews, Samaritans are lower than low.
那么虽然撒玛利亚被犹太人看为是异教徒。
So even though the Samaritans were looked upon as heretic by the Jews.
被犹太人遗弃的人。
They are also abandoned by the Jews.
但是当在帮助一个人的需要的时候却这个撒玛利亚人却与祭司跟这个利未人大有不同。
But when it comes to helping someone in need, the Samaritan's deed is far different from the priests and the Levites.
所以他看到这个人的需要的时候，他就动了这个慈心。
So when he saw the injured person with his need, he was filled with compassion.
不止动了慈心，他还以行动来帮助这个受伤的犹太人。
Not only did he have compassion, he actually do something to help him.
所以在34节、35节这么说。
So in verse 34 and 35 it says,
他说上前用油和酒倒在他的伤处包裹好了扶他骑上自己的牲口带到店里去照应他第二天拿出二钱银子来交给店主说你且照应他此外所费用的我回来必还你的。
And came to him and bandaged up his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them, and he put him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn and took care of him. On the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave him to the innkeeper and said, Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I return I will repay you.
那么这位撒玛利亚人多么的大方。
So look how great this Samaritan is.
一帮就帮到底。
When he helped, he would help him to the end.
啊, 他亲自的动手治理这个受伤的犹太人。
He used his hands and bandaged up and helped this Jew.
啊, 把他用自己的, 啊, 牲口带到店里去照应他。
He put him on his own beast and took him to an inn.
啊, 不但如此, 所有的费用都由他来负担。
Not only that, he also paid for all the expenses.
那么如果这件事情发生在今天的话,
If this happened today,
那么这位撒玛利亚除了亲自的动手来治理这位受伤的犹太人,
Not only did this Samaritan use his hands and did something good to this injured guy,
然后会用自己的车子把他送到医院去,
He would have put him in his own car and took him to the hospital.
所有的费用都由他来负担。
And he would pay for the fee incurred.
那好了，主耶稣讲了这个比喻。
So Jesus told this parable.
啊，就问这位律法师说。
So then he asked this lawyer.
他说，你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？
Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell into the robber's hands?
啊，这个律法师就说是怜悯他的。
And he said, the one who showed mercy toward him.
那么可见这位律法师连这个撒玛利亚那个名称他都不要讲。
So obviously, this lawyer did not even want to say the word Samaritan.
啊, 他说是怜悯他那个人。
He said, the one who showed mercy.
啊, 撒玛利亚这个名称连提都不要提。
The word Samaritan should not even be mentioned.
那么显示律法师对这个撒玛利亚那种仇恨是多么的深。
And you can see how great the hatred is of the Jew towards the Samaritans.
那么好了, 让我们回到这个律法师所问的那个问题。
So let's go back to the original question from the lawyer.
他说, 谁是我的邻舍?
So he said, who's my neighbor?
谁是律法师的邻舍?
Who is the neighbor of this lawyer?
那么根据主耶稣所说的这个比喻,
And according to the parable told by Jesus,
律法师的邻舍就是撒玛利亚人。
The neighbor of this lawyer is the Samaritan.
换句话说, 律法师的邻舍也是他的敌人。
In other words, the neighbors of this lawyer is also his enemy.
所以主耶稣说, 如果一个人要承受这个永生的话,
So Jesus said, if someone wants eternal life,
啊, 他必须要遵守这个律法,
he have to live by the law.
也就是你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神。
And it is to say, to love your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your might.
又要爱邻舍如自己。
And to love your neighbor as yourself.
换句话说, 不单要尽心、尽性、尽意爱神, 又要爱你的敌人,好像爱自己这样。
So in other words, not only do you need to love the Lord with all your might, mind, soul, but you also need to love your neighbor as yourself.
所以主耶稣在马太福音第五章第43节、45节这么说。
So Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, 43 and 45,
你们听见有话说, 当爱你的邻舍,恨你的仇敌, 只是我告诉你们, 要爱你的仇敌, 为那逼迫你们的祷告, 这样就可以做你们天父的儿子。
You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecuted you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven.
那么这段经文说, 如果一个人要成为天父的儿子, 他必须要爱他的敌人。
So in the scripture it says, if you want to be the sons of your Father, then you must love your enemy.
那么跟着主耶稣就对律法师说, 你照样这样去做吧。
And so then Jesus said to this lawyer, then you go and do the same.
主耶稣向这个律法师说, 如果你要承受永生, 你照着这个, 这位撒玛利亚人去做吧, 去爱你的敌人。
So Jesus said to the lawyer, if you want to inherit eternal life, then do like what the Samaritan did to love your enemy.
所以在主耶稣跟这位律法师的对话里面有两个重点。
So in the conversation between Jesus and his lawyer, there are two main points.
那么，如果一个人要得到永生，他必须第一就是尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱神。
If you want to have eternal life, then first of all, you need to love your God with all your soul, mind, might.
那么第二是要爱人，包括他的敌人，好像爱自己一样。
And secondly, you must love people, including your enemy, like yourself.
但是人不能够靠着自己来遵守这些律法，得到这个永生的生命。
But man cannot rely on himself to live exactly by the law to inherit eternal life.
那么罪使到人失去这个遵守律法的能力。
Sin caused a person to lose the ability to follow the law.
因为罪和律法的缘故，人必须要面对死亡。
And because of sin and because of the law, man must face death.
所以在罗马书第七章第十节，保罗这么说。
So in Romans chapter 7 verse 10, Paul said,
那本来叫人活着的诫命，反倒叫我死。
And this commandment, which was to result in life, proved to result in death for me.
但是无论如何，因为神的恩典。
But no matter what, because of God's grace.
那么借着主耶稣在十字架上所成就的。
Through what Jesus have accomplished on the cross.
我们得到这个永生的生命。
We can have eternal life.
这不是说我们不需要再遵守这个律法了。
This is not to say that we will no longer need to follow the law.
因为如果你看保罗在罗马书所讲的。
Because if you look at what Paul taught in the book of Romans.
因为保罗说律法没有被废去。
Because Paul said the law was not cast away.
我们仍然要遵守这个律法。
We have to also follow the law.
只是借着在主耶稣里面的信。
But through faith in Jesus.
和圣灵的帮助来守这个律法。
And the assistance of the Holy Spirit, we can live by the law.
所以保罗在加拉太书第二章第二十节这么说。
So Paul said in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉体活着的是因信神儿子而活。
I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God.
所以当基督活在我们里面的时候，
So when Christ lives in us,
他就能够去爱他的邻舍，甚至爱他的敌人。
Then we can go and love our neighbor and even to love our enemy.
所以主耶稣说，如果一个人要得到这个永生的生命，
That's why Jesus said, if someone wants to have eternal life,
那他的意思就是说，他必须借助在主耶稣基督里的信和圣灵的帮助来遵守这些律法。
What he said is, then,You must have faith in Christ Jesus and also with the help of the Holy Spirit to live the law.
这个律法就是要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱我们的神。
And this law is to love our God with all your heart, soul, mind, and might.
也要爱别人，包括那些敌人。
And also to love others, including your enemy.
然后就好像这位撒玛利亚人一样。
Just like the Samaritan. Let us use some time to meditate on today's message. Is Jesus Christ in your life?
是谁掌管你的生命？
Who is in charge of your life?
是耶稣还是我们自己？
Is it Jesus or is it you?
如果你的生命没有耶稣基督的话，
If you do not have Jesus in your life，
我按照圣经就是等于没有这个永生的生命，
Then according to the Bible you do not have eternal life。
因为一个有永生生命的人是基督活在他的里面，
Because someone who has eternal life is Jesus living in them，
因此他能够遵守这个律法，
And therefore he can live by the law，
他能够尽心尽性尽意的爱这位神，
And he can love God with all his heart, all his soul, all his strength and all his mind，
他也能够爱他的邻舍邻舍包括他的敌人，
He can also love his neighbor including his enemy。
天父求你帮助我们，
Heavenly Father please help us，
帮助我们明白圣经所说的，
Help us to understand what the Bible said，
不要做一个迟钝的人，
Don't be slow。
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求，
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ。
Amen。
Amen。